Mississippi House lawmakers approve sports betting bill. The Mississippi House of Representatives has advanced a proposal to legalize mobile sports betting, though it faces significant resistance in the Senate. In an effort to sustain the initiative, the House Gaming Committee integrated online wagering language into two Senate bills just ahead of a legislative deadline. However, Senate support for the measure remains uncertain, casting doubt on its potential passage. Mississippi's move toward mobile sports betting aligns with a nationwide trend, as many states have already adopted similar policies. In February, the House approved a version of the Mississippi Mobile Sports Wagering Act with a decisive 88-10 vote. The updated legislation incorporates modifications aimed at addressing previous concerns raised by the Senate. One notable change allows casinos to collaborate with two sports betting platforms instead of just one, an adjustment intended to ensure that smaller casinos also benefit from the expansion of online wagering. Despite these revisions, Senate Gaming Committee Chairman David Blunt remains opposed to the legislation, leading to frustration among proponents in the House. House Gaming Chairman Casey Ure voiced dissatisfaction, emphasizing that the changes made to the bill were designed to address Senate objections. He stressed that the revisions demonstrate a strong commitment to bringing mobile sports betting to Mississippi. Another key addition to the bill is a restriction on the use of credit cards for betting. This provision was introduced to reduce the risk of gambling addiction, a concern that has been at the forefront of discussions surrounding legalization. Some lawmakers remain cautious about the broader impact of legalizing mobile sports betting, particularly in terms of consumer protection and potential disruptions to the existing gambling landscape in Mississippi. Critics have also expressed concerns about maintaining stability within the gambling industry. They argue that the sector is influenced by external market conditions beyond state control and that regulatory consistency has been a key factor in sustaining Mississippi's gambling economy. Some lawmakers believe that avoiding drastic regulatory shifts will help preserve the industry's long-term viability. Tax revenue, a major selling point. The proposal includes a 12% tax on sports betting revenue, with funds allocated to the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund, ensuring benefits for all 82 counties in Mississippi. Proponents argue that prohibiting mobile sports betting results in a substantial loss of potential tax revenue. Analysts estimate that the state forfeits between $40 million and $80 million annually due to the prevalence of unregulated and offshore betting markets. Advocates for legalization contend that establishing a regulated framework would weaken the influence of illegal operators that currently generate revenue without contributing to Mississippi's economy. Reports presented to state lawmakers suggest that since the beginning of the NFL season, there have been 8.69 million attempts to access legal online sportsbooks in Mississippi. This data reflects the significant demand for mobile sports betting within the state. Supporters argue that formalizing a regulated system would address the existing underground market, but opponents warn of potential downsides. Some believe legalization could negatively affect smaller casinos by shifting revenue toward mobile platforms, while others raise concerns about the financial risks associated with problem gambling. Mississippi's latest effort to introduce mobile sports betting mirrors a broader movement seen across the country, where more than 30 states and Washington, D.C., have already implemented legal online wagering. The current proposal, which includes mobile sports betting provisions within Senate Bills 2381 and 2510, now moves forward for further review by the full House.